NFL postseason. What have you learned from just the other guys in the locker room and the secondary about what to expect on Saturday?
It's just a winner go home, and it's a sense of urgency around here. All guys, everybody's totally dialed in, and just you can already just feel the atmosphere that it's going to be on Saturday. So I'm just trying to learn from everybody and just continue preparing and get ready for Saturday.
What have you seen from the Colts and their offense, specifically their passing attack, which seems to have improved over the past couple of weeks?
You see Andrew Luck, who's just continuing to keep getting better over the years. T.Y. Hilton, just making big plays. Fleener, the tight end. They have guys all across the board who can make plays, and we know we have to be on our on alert to be able to stop them.
How often do you communicate with Steve and Devin or whoever about just communication and how it can get pretty loud, especially for you guys mm-hmm. with defense out there? How often do you guys talk about that kind of stuff?
Every day, because it's crucial. We're the guys back there that have to make a lot of the calls and get a lot of people set up. So communication is one of the main goals and focuses of a safety to make sure everything is getting communicated well. So we go over that every day, just even the little communication things each and every day in the film room, on the field, is something that we spend a lot of time on.
You guys have obviously shown a lot of resiliency this season, defeating a 24-point deficit. And when you see what they can do, they came back with 28 points, whatever it was. Do you have a heightened awareness of their offense and just the fact that it's never over until it's over?
Yeah, I mean, you've seen that they scored 28 points from the third quarter to the fourth, and that's amazing. It just shows you that you can never, ever let up. This is the NFL. People have a lot of explosive players, and you're never out of the game. And they showed that, and we showed that. So we just know that we got to just keep going, never get complacent throughout the game, and just keep fighting for the whole 60 minutes.